Let's go with this now. There's a couple of stories coming out of Queensland, and I should say I've got the front page of tomorrow's Courier Mail. I'll let you know what that says now. They are talking about masks being returned now. Masks are back in the latest COVID scare. There are exposure sites around southeast Queensland. A couple of the TV networks I noticed tonight are even suggesting that Queensland could do some sort of a snap lockdown. Now, I don't want to be alarmist or worry people. There are three new locally acquired cases. A couple of those cases are unlinked, so it'll be worth watching that and how Queensland reacts to that. But that's the latest situation there. Of course, we know New South Wales is in lockdown for another 2 weeks, and there's a hard lockdown imposed by Victoria from midnight tonight. But the front page of the Courier Mail, I don't know how you're going to react to this, because this is a story, and I think this is going to be carried nationally. But the Tabcorp operation, they're a big betting company. They take a bit of my money. Tabcorp, they have said they're happy to run a national vaccination lottery as long as it gets legal approval and the money to give away. Now, this is the situation where it's happened in the United States, where they say, all right, well, if you get vaccinated, you get a ticket in a lottery and you might win $1 million. So the headline is shot to be a millionaire. And they say it could save billions of dollars if everyone gets vaccinated. And they'd run this. Now, I do note they'll say that they're happy to run their lottery, but they want to be given the money to give away. They're not going to do it themselves. But can I ask you this question? And I know our listeners, there are people listening to us who, for whatever reason, are not getting vaccinated.
Right.
All right. So
lots of them.
If suddenly you're told, all right, well, if you go and get vaccinated, you get a ticket in a lottery. Well, I the people I've heard and the emails I've heard and the texts, I can't imagine too many of those going, oh, okay. Yeah. If they want to get in a lottery, they'll go and buy a ticket in Powerball, won't they?
Yeah.
Or whatever. To me, I just don't, it just doesn't strike me that you're going to have people going, oh, wow, oh, I'll get a ticket in the lottery if I go and get vaccinated. Really? Is that what we've come to? Anyway, it's on the front page of the Courier Mail.
It's a bit bizarre, isn't it?
Shot to be a millionaire. So there it is. I think perhaps the more significant news in Queensland, and I know Michael will be across it through the night, and Neil Breen tomorrow in the morning, and Ray, will be what happens with these numbers.
Absolutely.
There's also the question of whether Queensland's going to take a tougher approach, given that they are scrambling at the moment to make sure they get across the cases that have emerged there. Now, I'll just jump down then to the Sydney Morning Herald, because this is a story on the front page. It says, Sydney braces for spike in cases. You don't really need to be a genius there, because if you look at what's happened today, the number of exposure sites around and just the listing there of places where there's huge numbers of people going through, there's an expectation that there'll be a big jump in the number of cases. They say the front line has widened from family homes to workplaces across the city, with potential clusters emerging at a major building site, two hospitals and an aged care facility. Now, remembering what we said, cases yesterday involved delivery drivers supplying materials to the WestConnex Roselle Interchange site and a cleaner at a Western Sydney aged care home. Now, see, these are, you're talking here, concrete, building supplies, road supplies.
Yep.
That then goes to these huge constructions.
Absolutely.
And you've only got to drive, as I do, after midnight every night, go and have a look at that construction, the biggest road interchange attempted anywhere in the world. Have a look at how many people are working there right now. They start work, right and work through the night. Huge project, but they're there. Now, most of them are out in the open. So I we've been told there isn't that much transmission. In fact, they haven't found cases of transmission in the open. So let's hope that that's going to be perhaps just a word of caution. It won't be as bad as it might seem, but that's what there is an expectation that tomorrow the numbers are going to go up. They've also got on the front page the pharmacists are going to be giving AstraZeneca doses as of next week. It's going to be happening across New South Wales and, in fact, across the country, which I think is a good thing. And there's also been these lockdown payments which Scott Morrison's been talking about, these new arrangements. They're saying people who've lost hours because of coronavirus restrictions will receive payments once a lockdown extends past 7 days. But there is some news through which kind of renders that out of date, because they've done a deal now. The Prime Minister's announced a deal with the Victorian government. Their lockdown is only 5 days, but they've done a deal to extend that that assistance to a state which does a lockdown if it is declared by the Commonwealth Chief Health Medical Officer as a hotspot, and they've done that with Victoria. So they're going to get that assistance in Victoria, which I think is fair enough. All the businesses are being shut down.
John, I've worried, not worried about it, but I've thought about it. I wonder with these payments that people are going to get, I wonder if they're going to be backdated until the start of the lockdown, which is about 3 weeks ago.
Well, look, I'm not sure.
I know you don't know,
but I think they are providing that assistance if you've lost work. I think that would be the case.
Okay.
If you've lost work, you can apply for that assistance for the time that you've lost that work.
Right.
So that's the situation there. But that'll become clearer. And there's another meeting of National Cabinet tomorrow. The front page of tomorrow's Daily Telegraph in Sydney. Now, I think there's been quite a shift, and I've noticed it here. There are a lot of people who are critical of Gladys Berejiklian and the New South Wales government. I'm looking at texts, calls, emails. People are saying that things should have been done harder, faster, and this mightn't have lasted as long. That's what people are saying, and getting a lot of texts along those lines. Front page of the Telegraph, limo lapse disaster, 10 million in lockdown, and the headline says, our COVID car crash. The health order failure, which is true, which enabled an airport limo driver to catch and spread COVID-19, is now a full-blown car crash with more than 10 million people in 2 states locked down. The lapse, which plunged Victoria into a 5-day lockdown last night after removalists and a family spread the virus there, has resulted in almost 950 infections in 2 states so far, 2 deaths and billions of dollars in economic damage. As crisis grew yesterday, Gladys Berejiklian faced tough questions. That's the story on the front page of the Telegraph. And then I'll just jump to the Australian newspaper. They've got a couple of stories here. It says Daniel Andrews has locked 6.7 million Victorians after the state's COVID-19 outbreak reached 18 cases, declaring you only get one chance to go hard, go fast, demanding immediate federal assistance for affected businesses and workers. Well, that federal assistance has been given just in the last hour. They've made that decision. But interestingly, and I'm just trying to find the story there. It's on the Australian website. This is a story that they've got, and I'll just bring it up here. And I think this is going to be the flavour of a fair few of the discussions and conversations about this in the next 24 hours. This is written by Rachel Baxendale, who works out of Spring Street in Melbourne, where their state parliament is, and Yoni Bashan, the state political reporter in New South Wales. It says, tale of two cities gripped by COVID fear outbreak. And they are talking about how, essentially, we're talking about quite a contrast in the way the two governments have dealt with this. Victoria's decided you've got to go really hard early. They've imposed 5-kilometre restrictions. They've shut everything down. People, you know, that's what's happened in Victoria.
Yep.
Their argument is you do that for 5 days and you get out of it a lot quicker than doing it in the way New South Wales is doing it. That's the implication, which is you have 10-kilometre restrictions. People can move around much more freely. A lot of the shops are still open. The argument is it lasts a lot longer. Now, that's what's going to be debated over the next couple of days.
Really?
And I'm not sure how sensible that debate's going to be, because a lot of it's political. People have got entrenched views, and there's a raft of so-called experts all telling you different things. But I'm simply flagging that. I think that's what it's going to turn into, this argument over whose lockdown is better, the New South Wales one or the Victorian one. That's what you're going to hear, I think, in the next day or two. And that's about it in terms of what's in the papers tomorrow. There's a story just coming through now, which we'll be doing coming out of Europe at 22 minutes past 11. Let's go right now.